Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome to Make Your Day Count. We're so glad to be gathered together around these microphones yet another day to talk about the goodness of God, to talk about His Word, of how He told us to be fruitful and multiply. And He already equipped us ahead of time to be able to do it. And put in place the Holy Spirit to be our helper, to be our teacher, and to be our guide. He is our peace in every situation, and Jesus promises that to us.
Jesus is our peace. He is our provider. He is our protector. He is our deliverer. So in Jesus is the fullness of all things. In Jesus Christ is the fullness of all things. When he says it is finished, mean it is complete. All things is complete. He complete them. But now it's for us to move into the completion of the finished work on the cross.
It's an invitation that he gives us. And my daughter always says, my older daughter, she says, well, if you invite me or if my parents invite her grandparents, she said, she don't got to bring no money. She don't got to bring nothing. She was invited.
Right.
So when we are invited, we're invited into situations that are already ready. So we have to walk in with that same confidence that when the invitation goes forth, when Jesus is calling us into a new arena, when he's calling us into great exploits, when he's calling us into further into our purpose, that all things are already ready, and then we just have to show up. So if my daughter gets the invitation, she's coming. She's not trying to figure out, well, how am I going to pay for this? How is this going to work? She knows that when she gets there, her inner kids are going to be taken care of, and all is going to be well. So we have to have that same childlike faith with Jesus, with our purpose that he has predestined us in the earth to bring to pass, to fulfill, because we are doing ultimately his work. It's his kingdom that is being established, and he's choosing us to do it through.
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 again. Go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, which is a powerful scripture. And we need to be reminded of the word of God and put them to our remembrance, put them into practice. Mm-hmm. One thing to hear the word of God or even recite it. But the big part of it is to what? Do it. Mm-hmm. It's to start to do it. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Yes. So when we look at it, let's stay here for a couple minutes on this Tuesday morning. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so we know that God is the one that does the what? The blessing. Is the one that does the blessing. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, and he blessed them. Mm-hmm. God is the one that does the what? The blessing. Mm-hmm. We need to get this fact here. Mm-hmm. All blessing comes from God, no other place. And he blessed them, he blessed Adam, and he blessed Eve. And he says to them, now the blessing that is bestowed upon you, now be fruitful now and multiply. Same thing he did with Noah in Genesis chapter 8 when Noah came out of the ark. And he blessed him again. He blessed them and says, now go multiply. Now, the same thing he's doing with you and I today. He's blessing, he has blessed us already. And now he's telling us, go multiply. Because we look here, he who has blessed us with every spiritual, what? Blessing in heavenly place in Christ. Mm-hmm. And Christ here is not his last name. In Christ, in the anointing, Jesus, the anointed one, Jesus Christ. So the word Christ means is anointed.
Yeah, it's not
his last name. No. Jesus, the anointed one. So we have the anointing, the power in Jesus to do great things. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, guys.
And yeah. Adam and Eve were able to do it.
Yeah.
They were fruitful and they multiplied.
God, yeah.
Noah was able to do it. Him, his sons, and their wives, they were fruitful and they multiplied. So if they were able to do it, we too are able to do it.
Yeah.
If they were able to do it from when the world began, and then Noah, when the world began again,
yes,
we are able to do it today.
Yes.
In James chapter 1,
yes,
verse 17, it tells us every good gift and every perfect gift
comes
is from above,
yeah,
and comes down from the Father of lights,
yes,
with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So if he does it for one, he'll do it for another.
Yes.
Do it for all.
All.
And that comes from the Father of lights, blessed by the Father. And the preceding verse before that, verse 16, tells us, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. So we must know the true blessing comes from the Lord. And he has already blessed us. He has already equipped us. He has already given us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
Okay. And let's stay here, Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily. Look, when we use the word in the Christian world, bless. You know what we think? First thing people think, money. We equate the blessing of God only to one thing, money. Mm-hmm. Look, that's not what it is.
We woke up this morning.
Yeah. He blessed you with what? All spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So you have all the ability from God to do all things. So don't think of prayer blessing, and we make that mistake, the devil is a trickster, prayer blessing upon me. Why? It's always so that I got some money. How can we not think that the blessing of God mobilizes me to walk in holiness? The blessing of God mobilize me to walk in holiness. The blessing of God mobilize me to walk in truth, to walk in righteousness. I'm a blessed man, I walk in righteousness. I'm a blessed man, I walk in truth. The blessing of God upon my life move me in these areas.
They're outlined in there in where we were in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. That sentence actually goes from verse 3 to verse 6. It's all one sentence, which says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world,
yes,
that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us as adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself,
yes,
according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Period.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was one sentence. So this is giving us just a glimpse of what all the blessing
is.
Behold.
Yes.
It says that we should be holy. We are blessed to be holy, to be without blame before him in love. We are blessed because we are adopted as sons and daughters by Jesus Christ to himself. Why? Because for his good pleasure, according to the good pleasure of his will, because he desires to adopt us.
Yes.
He desired to do that. So through Jesus Christ, we have been brought into the family of God to the praise of the glory of his grace. So grace is part of the blessing by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Part of the blessing. Nowhere in there does it say money.
No.
Amen. We're already blessed.
Yeah, we're already blessed.
And he already equipped us in our purpose that we are blessed in.
Yeah.
And what we have to do, we have to renew our mind in order to be able to accept and to equip us with our blessing. And we have to always make a conscious effort to know what we are blessed for. Don't always think money. There's so many things when we woke up this morning. We're able to talk. We're able to breathe. Blessings come in so many shapes and sizes. We have a family. We have so many things to be thankful for. And we've all received grace upon grace and favor upon favor. We just need to renew our mind and to put our mind in the right place. And in order for us to receive what God has for us, he already paid the price. He already did it all. It's a mirror of heaven, of what heaven is going to be like, the blessings that we have on this earth. And to keep a positive attitude, not to give in, not to make our mind go in the negative direction. We can't give our thoughts dominion to the devil. We have to keep our thoughts in good perspective, because there are a lot of good things that we need to be grateful for.
Look at that. We're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 1 as to continue the trend of thought that we had. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Watch this now, comma. Be sober, comma, and rest your fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he's telling us here that we have to make sure, get your mind right.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Get your mind right. Gird it. Guard it. Get it right. Be sober now and rest your hope fully upon the assurance of the grace of God that is provided for you and me. Go ahead.
Be sober is to be able to think clearly.
Yeah.
Not to have our thoughts obstructed, to be able to think clearly. Why do we have to be able to think clearly? Because he tells us, gird up the loins of your mind.
Yeah.
So the reproductive part of our mind. So we must clearly be able to identify what thoughts come from the enemy, which thoughts are coming from God, and which thoughts are just our own opinion based off of our own natural circumstances. So when we are developing in our thinking and transforming our mind, we must be able to discern what is what. Make your day count.